All right, got recording going for initial open session. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-022 regarding Mr. Derek Otto. The time is now, 10:03 on August 9th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I need to have all attendees today introduce themselves and their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and get started with board staff. Again, my name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the assigned investigator.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Judith Stapley, executive director.
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting board counsel.
Thank you. And then EAC members, if you could introduce yourselves.
Sure. Bruce LaBelle, ACI, Arizona home inspector, EAC member.
Craig Collier, EAC member and certified home inspector.
Thank you. Mr. Skaggs?
Roger Skaggs, president of Arizona AMSCI. EAC member, as well as home inspector, rules and standards committee member.
Thank you. And Mr. Baca?
Will Baca, EAC member and licensed home inspector.
Thank you. Mr. Otto?
Derek Otto, Otto Real Estate Services, home inspector number 54388.
Thank you. Mr. Otto is our respondent. And I have spaced it on your name, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, Angela Boggs, Advocate Home Group. We represented the seller in this transaction.
Thank you. So that's our ledger. Our representative of our ledger, rather. So just a few reminders before we start the meeting. This meeting is being auto-recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what's being said. Please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. It becomes important when we review the recording so we know who said what. To avoid disruptions, we need to have all cell phones either turned off or placed on silent. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint received on January 28, 2022, related to a home inspection conducted at 6561 East Sunny Slope Road in Florence, Arizona, on or about January 25th of 2022. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. The board is the only ones that can make a final determination, so today is simply a recommendation that we're going to forward to the board. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in the case based upon the materials provided. At this time, I need to ask all EAC members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will need to call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no, whether you're comfortable moving forward without any conflicts. So Mr. LaBelle?
Yes.
Mr. Collier?
Yes.
Mr. Baca?
Yes.
And Mr. Skaggs?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the allegations or the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with a ledger, then respondent, During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. So just to clarify for EAC members, you are open to ask questions, but as far as deliberating whether that's a violation or not, that will happen in deliberation after the fact. Any party here, okay, you're not in person, so I'll jump down to any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is their time for interview. So in this case, we'll start with the ledger. So when we go into executive session, we'll have to have the respondent sign off, and then we'll call him when it's his turn, because we can only do one at a time. At this time, I would like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence.
I'd like to move.
Go ahead, sorry.
That we move into executive session, please.
Thank you. I'm going to get a second.
I would second, but I'd also like to add in, can we have an executive session without the ledger or respondent first?
That actually comes afterwards. Would there be a problem with changing the order?
No, the agenda can be taken in any order that you would like.
Okay. So yeah, I guess we can do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just so we're all on the same page.
So just for clarity, then that was the second was for it to be an executive session. Would that be for legal advice or just
yes,
us?
Legal advice.
Okay, and the first was for that as well?
Yes.
Perfect,
okay. All right, so I have a motion for Mr. LaBelle, a second for Mr. Collier, and I'll need to do a roll call vote to enter executive session. Starting with Mr. LaBelle.
Yes.
Mr. Collier.
Yes.
Mr. Baca.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Skaggs.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to stop this recording. End of the first open session. It is now 10:10.